This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
AI agents are the new hot craze in generative AI. Unlike the previous generation of chatbots, these agents can do more than simply answer questions. They can take actions based on the conversation and even interact with back-end transactional systems to take actions in an automated manner. On Tuesday at Google Cloud Next, the company introduced a new tool to help companies build AI agents. Vertex AI Agent Builder allows people to very easily and quickly build conversational agents, Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian said. You can build and deploy production-ready, generative AI-powered conversational agents and instruct and guide them the same way that you do humans to improve the quality and correctness of answers from models. The no-code product builds upon Google's Vertex AI search and conversation product released previously. It's also built on top of the company's latest Gemini large language models and relies both on RAG APIs and vector search, two popular methods used industry-wide to reduce hallucinations where models make up incorrect answers when they can't find an accurate response. Part of the way the company is improving the quality of the answers is through a process called grounding, where the answers are tied to something considered to be a reliable source. In this case, it's relying on Google search, which in reality could or could not be accurate. We're now bringing you grounding in Google search, bringing the power of the world's knowledge that Google search offers through our grounding service to models. In addition, we also support the ability to ground against enterprise data sources, Kurian said. The latter might be more suitable for enterprise customers. In a demo, the company used this capability to create an agent that analyzes previous marketing campaigns to understand a company's brand style, and then apply that knowledge to help generate new ideas that are consistent with that style. The demo analyzed over 3,000 brand images, descriptions, videos, and documents related to this fictional company's products stored on Google Drive. It then helped generate pictures, captions, and other content based on its understanding of the fictional company's style. Although you can build any type of agent, this particular example would put Google directly in competition with Adobe, which released its creative generative AI tool Firefly last year and GenStudio last month to help build content that doesn't stray from the company's style. The flexibility is there to build anything, but the question is whether you want to buy something off the shelf instead if it exists. The new capabilities are already available, according to Google. It supports multiple languages and offers country-based API endpoints in the US and EU. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.